We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District releases statement on alleged student drug activity. City of Paso Robles launches dashboard for homeless data. Details of these and other stories coming up. Increasing clouds this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, it's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has sent a press release clarifying campus safety protocols, the district's partnership with the Paso Robles Police Department, and steps taken into investigating reported concerns. This was released in response to anonymous concerns and rumors circulating online regarding student safety at Paso Robles High School. The Facebook post raised concerns about student activity and alleged drug activity. The rumor, according to the district, alleged that a student was recently found drugged in a restroom at Paso Robles High School. The district says this claim is false and that no such incident has occurred. The district says the PRHS campus has a full-time school resource officer, an active-duty PRPD officer, assigned each day. Legal violations are not handled solely as school discipline matters, but are also addressed in partnership with law enforcement. Additionally, every student restroom is equipped with a vape detection sensor. Canine searches are conducted on junior high and high school campuses on a monthly basis. Sharing unverified information contributes to unnecessary fear and spreads harmful misinformation, the district concluded. Paso Robles launches Community Impact and Response Dashboard. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cave here on News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles has announced the launch of a Community Impact and Response Dashboard, a first-of-its-kind tool in San Luis Obispo County designed to measure and improve outcomes related to homelessness, public safety, environmental health, and community impact. The dashboard is a consolidation of data that lists outreach contacts, services provided, debris and waste removed, emergency responses, and more in relation to homelessness. Performances are tracked according to three interconnecting priorities: housing stability and navigation support, clean and resilient public spaces, and community safety. All data is aggregated to protect individual privacy while still offering meaningful insight into citywide trends. The dashboard can be viewed at prcity.com/homelessness right now. The Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tonight will present estimated revenues and expenditures. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles City Council, on our flight to Central Coast, California, will be holding a fundraiser in June, with tickets available online now.
For those of you who don't know what Honor Flight is, we take veterans back to Washington, D.C. for a free trip to see their memorials that were built in their honor, to go and honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
That's Bear McGill, the chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast. The Poor Fest fundraiser will take place June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, and will feature a catered dinner along with over 20 wineries across the Central Coast. Here's Bear once again with more information on that.
On the evening of June 6th, we have our Poor Fest that we'll be doing, which is a fundraiser to keep raising funds to fly these veterans back to Washington, D.C. free of charge, which we have probably around 20 wineries and going to come out and pour their wine for everyone for an hour and a half. And then we have an auction and a dinner that's going to be put on by the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association. On the evening of June 6th, we have...
Tickets are on sale now through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/poorfest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction.
We have tickets for the 49er game. Also, we have a sportsman package that we've put together where it's a pig hunt donated by 805 Outfitters. Kenny Inney is donating the pig hunt on his property. I've got Ranchita Canyon Meat Company going to process the meat. I know the Varian Ranch, they're donating night stay out there at their ranch with one of their expeditions that they have out there with horses.
The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. Funds will go to hosting a summer algebra institute this June, focused on providing students with a targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways, all at no cost to the Paso School's families. This grant-funded, five-week academic program will provide incoming middle and high school students with instruction in mathematics and quantitative reasoning, serving approximately 60 students who are being nominated by their teachers based on academic readiness and potential. Students will also engage in a variety of activities of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, designed to bring math concepts to life. The program will run Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Lewis Flamson Junior High School, June 10th through July 10th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Padres 3-2, the Dodgers over the Astros 8-3, the White Sox shut out the Angels 6-0, the Yankees beat the Orioles 12-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, and the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers and Thunder will face tonight. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter to Golden State Wind saying the state anticipates political litigation involving the federal government with regards to the recent agreement with the Department of Interior for abandoning its offshore wind lease. David Hochschild said the Trump administration is recklessly spending billions of taxpayer dollars on backroom deals that would turn back the clock on innovation. The state has also alleged that State Farm, the largest individual property insurance provider in the state, violated the law in its handling of claims from the Los Angeles County fires last year. California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said that State Farm delayed, underpaid, and buried policyholders in red tape. The state is threatening to temporarily suspend the license of State Farm to operate in California. Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, the man who was shot multiple times by immigration enforcement officers in Central California, pled not guilty on Monday to federal charges. The charges allege he rammed his vehicle into two agents. His attorney said Mendoza panicked and tried to flee when ICE agents blocked his car, and that he did not intend to run over anyone. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has released a draft fungicide strategy and has also invited public comment on measures intended to reduce harm to federally listed wildlife and plants. The agency says that the draft recommends practical, science-based protections for more than 1,000 species while preserving flexibility for states, growers, and applicators. EPA frames the effort as part of its statutory duties under the Endangered Species Act and the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and says that approved pesticides must continue to meet rigorous safety standards. Now, the document targets conventional agricultural fungicides used across the lower 48 states and notes roughly 41 million acres are treated with fungicides each year in those states. Now, to comment, stakeholders can find the draft and supporting documents and submit remarks at regulations.gov during the 60-day comment period that runs through June 29th. EPA says it'll use the fungicide strategy to help guide future registration and registration review actions and expects to finalize the strategy no later than November of this year.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislatures passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow, then mostly sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday through the weekend, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 80s on Thursday and Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 621.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices have moderated after closing at a multi-year high yesterday on developments in the Iran conflict. The U.S. says Iran's actions since the ceasefire, including firing on commercial vessels and seizing two ships, don't rise to the level of restarting the war. Microsoft, Google, and xAI will give the U.S. government early access to new artificial intelligence models to allow checks for national security risks. The U.S. government's Center for AI Standards and Innovation says the technology will be evaluated before it's released to the public. 14% of its workforce, about 700 people, CEO Brian Armstrong says artificial intelligence is bringing a profound shift in how companies operate. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West, featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
All righty, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, and don't mess it up. Make sure you stop by the Floral Parlor on Spring Street for the, well, making sure you take care of business, I guess. And you can call them and ask for the KPRL free delivery. Free delivery. The Floral Parlor open Tuesday through Saturday, 1321 Spring Street in Paso Robles, 805-286-4512. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. And 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon with Barry, 12:30 till 2. First up will be Megan Barth. She is executive editor of California Globe. And more waste, fraud, and abuse as California burdens citizens with more taxes and bad policies. And also then L'Oreal Capel, the Tascadero Economic Development Manager, will be in with you and get Barry in the 1 o'clock hour and find out how well and how they've been able to do it in a Tascadero. All right, again, whatever may be on your minds, let's see here. What did I hear anything? No, I didn't hear anything. All right, well, Chris, of course I have to ask you a question. I just have to.
What is it this time?
Well, I think all of us had gone to school, particularly high school. Were there certain areas on campus that things took place that you may have been aware of?
I wasn't aware of any of it.
Okay.
I can only assume it might have been, you know, one of the bathrooms near the locker rooms, you know, just kind of where things were situated. But if anything happened, I don't know.
How about in the quad area?
That's a little too wide open.
I mean, for people to...
to do stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, unless you want to get caught. When you say for people to do stuff, I assume they're trying to, you know, do it in secret and get away with it, right?
Yeah, but there were just, from my memory, that there were just certain places that only certain people went, and you just kind of stayed away from it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, there was a couple of places back there at Mamie S. Wagner, and then one particular part of the school inside of the staircase where it went out to the parking lot, but it was it really wasn't used that much during the, you know, during school. It was where, let's just say, some of the kids would go to do things. It was well known, but anyway, I was just curious. Just curious. Again, I'm assuming every school probably has one of those areas and so forth. And, of course, you know, the bathrooms are legendary for stuff. So, all right, checking out. Waiting to hear back from somebody on this. Okay, because this, the release from the school district of Melissa, what's it, Godsey? I believe that's her name.
Godsey, yeah.
She's very good about getting releases out. She's excellent at it. So the social media post circulating. All right. So how much truth is there in social media? Well, social media is obviously saturated with misinformation. And I know what you're thinking. Well, it may depend on what your point of view is. Well, that's all well and good, but about 53% of information may be accurate. However, most people that are using social media think that only about 37% of what they see is real. Okay? And so the misinformation spread, false news, and it gathers steam. And the people that share the amount of misinformation, they can't pinpoint, but there are definitely reasons for it. Either, I'll put it in my words, either that gullible or stupid, or they're vindictive against, you know, whoever they may be, you know, associating with something, somebody doing something wrong, or they have a problem with their self-worth, so they want to take other people down with them. And this is the platforms, including the Facebook and the TikTok, and so content has revved up, and so just beware. What I find is if that many people think that it's misinformation out there, then why are they following it? I haven't been able to conclude that yet. You have any idea, Chris, of why?
Well, following it is a different thing than just using social media. So, I mean, if they follow an account that they think is misinformation, then yeah, that's another thing entirely. But if I go on social media and I think most of what's out there is misinformation, that probably just means that I'm confident enough to believe that I can identify what is true and what isn't. The validity of that probably varies from person to person, but you know what I mean. Most people tend to overestimate themselves. So it's like, oh, most of it's, you know, fake or misinformation or whatever, but I know what's real and what's not. So they'll just use it anyway.
All right. Do you think in any instances or some instances that it may lead for somebody to say, that doesn't sound right, I'm going to go look at it or check it out?
Oh, never.
No?
I'm exaggerating when I say that, but there is an astonishing amount of people who will just believe what they see and never look into it. Or if they do look into it, they won't look to prove themselves wrong. They'll look for every avenue to affirm what they believe.
Okay, so, and even if the information they come upon that would indicate they are wrong, but they will, let's just say, edit it to make them feel good.
There are still people out there who believe the world is flat. I'll just put it that way.
Okay, and they will find anything, anywhere to prove, saying, say, these five scientists in Bangor, Maine said the world is flat, so it must be right.
Pretty much. Or, you know, those photos that we got from Artemis 2, they're clearly fake. Something like that.
Okay. All right, so we've got, well, just think. These people are driving vehicles, and they are voting in elections. Just something. All right, let's see here. What do we got going on the email? All right, let's see here. City of Paso goals. That's in reference, Chris, to the city council meeting. Let's see here. The goals are simple. Roads and basic infrastructure and a balanced budget. That's it. Stop trying to create a Disneyland. We don't have the money. Well, thank you, sir, for emailing in. That's my simplification of it as well. Folks, if you want all the bells and whistles, somebody has to pay for them. And personally, I don't want to pay for any more bells and whistles. Basic infrastructure, just like this gentleman said, is the roads and base. Well, that would be included in the basic infrastructure. That's it. Okay? The bells and whistles can come at the expense of the people that want the bells and whistles. Not all of us. Not all of us. So, anyway, we'll see what happens tonight with the goals from the city or the people of Paso Robles. All right. I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but there was a law that went into effect April 1st. And this has been somewhat of an issue that's come up in Paso Robles. And the blackjack-style games and other popular table games in card rooms throughout California, he has banned them. And it is has threatened the livelihoods of 30,000 workers and obviously cutting tax revenue. And that's for the cities that depend on card room revenue to fund essential services. I don't know what percentage that would be. Anyway, this went into effect on April 1st. The games that card rooms have offered legally for decades, and it severely restricts the player-dealer games. I don't know what any of these things are. But anyway, so I don't know. And the rules will go into full effect by July 1st. So this is the California Gaming Commission, the statewide trade group that represents California card rooms. They are suing Bonta over the law. I don't see anything in this why Bonta wanted to do that. I mean, we have legal gambling all over the place. I mean, hell, it's state got lottery. We've got the sports gambling and everything else. You go to the racetrack and so forth and so on. Anyway, so for those of you, because again, I don't know how many years ago in Paso that, not necessarily this, but some issues about some of the gaming, where they could be and so forth. Now, the California tribal casinos, they generate over $12 billion in gambling annually. And by the way, they pay no state or local taxes. Now, on the other end, the card rooms bring in about $1.4 billion. And all of that is subject to federal, state, and local taxes. So I don't know if this is a one of the extortion things that I talk about with the book on paying people back or groups back for deeds well done, or not deeds well done, but just deeds or dirty deeds. So anyway, for those of you, that's something you can look forward to by July 1st. It's at. Okay, so here's a question. Oh, let me back up on the question first before I get to this. The a new statewide poll shows Steve Hilton is in the lead ahead of Tom Steyer in the race for the California governor's seat. It's not a big lead. According to the poll, 20% of those asked said they would vote for Hilton, and 18% responded that they would vote for Steyer. Now, the question comes in is how much of the others that are in the race can, you know, Steyer get from the Democrats or even the independents, and the same thing with Hilton with the Bianco. Are they going to throw their weight to Steve Hilton, and would that be enough for a Republican to get in? Now, here's something that's just absolutely amazing. In this same poll, 37% said the governor should employ a combination of higher taxes. How about that? And 58% said they would vote for the billionaire's tax. All right, so 37% of the people in California said that, well, we need higher taxes. This is to solve a problem that has been caused by the people that they've put in office. We talk about it all the time. All right, so here is a question I have for you today. Is it important that the governor has experience in state government? Or people going into office at almost any level, is it important that they have the experience in that? I can't answer that 100% because depending on the position, there's always learning curves, and also that the experience does help a little bit in being able to finagle around. So I don't know. I mean, we've certainly seen it, and I guess we complain about people that once they're in government, they stay in government. We don't want them. That's why we've tried term limits and so forth and so on. So, something as big as the governor, I don't know. I can't do that. I mean, I can't answer that myself. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on The Right Choice. You want an outsider, somebody who's not attached, maybe? I don't know. So anyway, that's one of the questions today. And also one of the biggest thing the governor should pursue. And they have some questions here, such as, build a bunch of new housing as soon as possible. Lower the price of gas by getting rid of many environmental regulations. Cut regulations on businesses across the board. That would be a big yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Last month, my wife and I overspent what our income was. And so I went to my employer and asked him, I said, could you make up the difference this month on my paycheck? And guess what he told me?
How hard was he laughing?
That's what they keep doing to us. Oh, we overspent. We need more money. Oh, okay, here you go.
But, I have to beat it to death. Why do people in the state want to agree to it?
It's an easy way out. I mean, it's blame the other guy. It wasn't me. It was him. He overspent, not me. But you allow it. You keep allowing this. You say no more. Eventually, you're going to have to. Something's going to have to happen. If not, this state's going to go completely under. I mean, it already is. And he's still defending the economy and still defending his the bridge. That was goofy. And then the train. I mean, let it go.
Well, you know, I guess I don't know how many years I keep hearing that. Well, you know, eventually, you know, something's going to break, something's going to happen. How much further can we go?
Completely bankrupt. What's going to happen then?
Well, if they go completely bankrupt, what happens to the money that's owed to all the workers through the pensions and so forth?
That's true. They get an IOU worth nothing.
Well, no, I'm sure the state would come up with the IOU from the taxpayers.
It makes me feel really good to be going to work every morning and calling. And I mean, I know I'm doing my part, you know, but It gets tiresome after a while, especially when you see all these. This fraud is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just, and they'll never get the money back.
Well, okay, so this fraud, do you think it was fraud that was, shall we say, sneaky fraud, or was it just kind of a ha-ha-ha, we're not going to get caught?
I think it was both. I think that they knew what they were doing. I mean, I watch The Sopranos. You watch these gangster movies and stuff like that. You see how they operate, and you know they set up a shell company. They start billing Medicare, and even though nothing is really happening, and then they're getting paid for it. You know, and then they look, if I can do it, you can do it too. So then they start up another business doing the same thing. You know, medical billing that's fraudulent. And then they say, oh, well, we knew about it, but we really couldn't do anything about it back then. Now they're starting to crack down.
Well, they're saying they're starting to crack down only because they've been exposed.
Exactly. It was brought to their attention years ago as well.
Yeah, it was. It was. So, again, we get to that word of accountability, all right? So then who was on the watch that knew what it was going on and did nothing?
Yeah, it's like a Ponzi scheme, you know? Forgot the guy's name that bilked a lot of pensioners out of their money. He went to prison, came back out. He didn't really have to pay anything. A lot of people are experiencing that, you know? Sam Bankman-Fried, I think it was, with the crypto scam. You know, he went to prison, and then I think Trump let him out or pardoned him or something like that. But yeah, there is no accountability. The small guy, the poor taxpayer, they're on the hook for everything. I mean, they'll come after you, lock, stock, and barrel. But as far as anybody else, not if you got enough money and you got friends in high places.
Well, I think that's why there's so much resentment against the government.
Exactly.
And exactly.
I know you're up against the clock, I know.
Well, I was going to say, and I am vehemently angry with this and these people because they're just bold-faced thieves and liars.
Yeah, and they're taking from the productive side of the coin, which is the middle class. So...
Well, you take from where there's more of.
Yeah.
You know,
when I clock in, I'll think of you.
Okay, well, say hi to your boss.
You bet. You thank you.
All right. Go to your boss and ask that question. Ha, ha, ha. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has sent a press release clarifying campus safety protocols after a Facebook post falsely alleged a student was found drugged in a restroom at the high school. The district says the incident never occurred and that legal violations on campus are handled and addressed in partnership with law enforcement. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has also been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. This will go to hosting a Summer Algebra Institute this June from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday to Friday, June 10th through July 10th as well. Students will learn targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. President Trump issuing threats against Iran if it attacks U.S. naval ships along the Strait of Hormuz. Fox's Rich Hatson.
The president says the U.S. military sank seven small Iranian boats and again prodded another ally to join the fight, posting, quote, Iran has taken some shots at unrelated nations with respect to the ship movement Project Freedom, including a South Korean cargo ship.
Primary day in Ohio, where voters will pick among several Republican candidates, including Vivek Ramaswamy, to succeed Governor Mike DeWine, who is term limited. Also is one of the country's closest Senate contests, where Republican John Husted is looking to defend his seat. And Indiana voters head to primary polls under existing U.S. congressional district maps after some Republican state senators voted last year with Democrats to block the president's redistricting efforts. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Alrighty, it's 9 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs conference semifinal openers on Monday. In the East, the Knicks slammed the 76ers 137-98. That's New York's third straight playoff win margin of at least 25 points. First team to ever do that. Jalen Brunson had 35 points.
I think most importantly, the ball was going in. I got a rhythm. My teammates did a good job of setting screens and getting me open.
In the West, the Timberwolves tipped the Spurs 104-102. Julius Randle led all scorers with 21 points. Anthony Edwards back from a knee injury to chip in 18 off the Minnesota bench. On the ice, second round action, the Hurricanes rally past the Flyers 3-2 in overtime for a 2-0 series lead. Taylor Hall netted the winner late in OT. Also, the Golden Knights down the Ducks 3-1 to take game one of that series. Baseball, the Cubs won their sixth straight 5-4 over the Reds, scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth, including a game-ending pinch-hit solo homer from Michael Conforto.
I guess you just try to envision yourself, you know, in a big moment like that. And, you know, in that spot, I just wanted to make sure at the very least I was getting on base.
Yankees completed a four-game sweep of the Orioles 12-1. That's their 14th win in 16 games. Aaron Judge hit his 14th home run. That's tied for tops in the majors with Munetaka Murakami, who hit his 14th as the White Sox walloped the Angels 6-0. Davis Martin and Sean Newcomb combined on a five-hitter with 14 strikeouts. Phillies shut out the Marlins 1-0. Aaron Nola and the Big Easy with a seven-hit combo plate. Red Sox tripped the Tigers. Detroit Cy Young laureate Tarek Skubal needs left elbow surgery. Could be out through the All-Star break. That's Tuesday Sports.
And in that Oriole-Yankee game, Paso Robles native Dylan Beavers for the Orioles was batting third, playing right field. He got a hit and also scored the only run for the Orioles last night. All right, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Clouds today, highs in the upper 60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy with some sunshine a little bit later. High of 80 for your Wednesday as we start to warm up. And Thursday, the first day for the Bluegrass Festival, sunshine, upper 80s, upper 80s Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, Monday the same, and a week from today, mid-80s. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go. 6.07 a.m., 7.53 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the fine folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous Pet Alert is brought to you by the fine folks, Uncle Ed's Outfitters. In Atascadero. All right. Let's see here as we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. It's doing our job. Okay, let's see. I'm looking. Nothing to report on the world-famous peddler. Chris, I have one of the greatest ones for you of all time.
The greatest.
One of the greatest of all time.
One of the greatest. All right.
Here we go. Its inventor doesn't want it. Its buyer doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it. What is it?
Oh, a riddle, huh?
Yeah.
Its inventor doesn't want it. Its buyer what?
Its buyer doesn't need it. And the man who needs it doesn't know it.
I don't know. That's a good one. I mean, that's a good riddle, but I don't think I know it.
All right. I told you it was one of the greatest of all time.
So what is it?
You ready for this one?
Ready.
Here we go. A coffin.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I thought so. All right, let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. And the hits just keep on coming, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Every day, they're open for breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, folks, you got to follow along and figure out what in the world I am talking about. This made its nationwide debut on this day in 1967. It was originally called The Aristocrat. It went nowhere. It went nowhere in the marketplace until they changed the name, and it's still around. It was originally called the Aristocat, and it failed. It failed. What is it? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a little bit of a hint, since we do have some time. There is a picture of it in front of me, and it looks absolutely delicious. What is it? A guy at one of these places in Pittsburgh created it. Okay. And then, obviously, it went national. But because of the name, the Aristocrat, it didn't do much. Well, much in the sense that they needed to do something. But the ingredients from the person who created this in Pittsburgh remain the same after they changed the name. What do you think it is? Again, I've got a picture of it right in front of me, and it looks delicious. Absolutely delicious. 1968. And let's see here. It is a name that I would say that most Americans, if not all, are familiar with. 238-5775, 238-KPO. Chris, I am very surprised you don't know this one.
I don't know.
Well, it's something that we eat. But the name, I guess in retrospect, if it was successful with the name that it is, that was originally, you'd say, well, it wasn't stupid, but it just didn't work. All right, here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's the Big Mac.
Yes, it is. The Big Mac started as the Aristocrat. Do you remember the song and the television commercial?
Yeah, with all the ingredients in it.
Yeah, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and on the sesame seed bun.
On the sesame seed bun, yeah.
Hey, all right. When was the last time you had a Big Mac?
A year ago, maybe.
Okay.
McDonald's very often.
They are good. May I have your name, please?
Lou Jacobson.
Okay, thank you very much. We got to go. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Passable City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year in its meeting tonight at 6, which you can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. And the city of Paso Robles has announced the launch of a community impact and response dashboard, a first-of-its-kind tool in San Luis Obispo County that consolidates data on a single web page related to homelessness. It can be viewed at prcity.com/homelessness. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I probably haven't had a Big Mac in 25, 30 years, but this picture with the cheese dripping off it and the burgers looking like the cow is still mooing, which is the way I like them, that's making me hungry.
It'll make them like they used to. I've never had a Big Mac, by the way, so that's why I didn't guess it.
Oh, I was surprised. All right, two more to go this hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You just can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.